Chapter 27. Boast not of tomorrow, for you know not what any day may bring forth. Let another praise you, not your own mouth, someone else, not your own lips. Stone is heavy, and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is relentless, and wrath overwhelming, but before jealousy, who can stand? Better is an open rebuke than a love that remains hidden. Wounds from a friend may be accepted as well meant, but the greetings of an enemy one prays against. One who is full tramples on virgin honey, but to the man who is hungry, any bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that is far from its nest is a man who is far from his home. Perfume and incense gladden the heart, but by grief the soul is torn asunder. Your own friend and your father's friend forsake not, but if ruin befalls you, enter not a kinsman's house. Better is a neighbor near at hand than a brother far away. If you are wise, my son, you will gladden my heart, and I will be able to rebut him who taunts me. The shrewd man perceives evil and hides. Simpletons continue on and suffer the penalty. Take his garment who becomes surety for another, and for the sake of a stranger, yield it up. When one greets his neighbor with a loud voice in the early morning, a curse can be laid to his charge. For a persistent leak on a rainy day, the match is a quarrelsome woman. He who keeps her stores up a storm wind. He cannot tell north from south. As iron sharpens iron, so man sharpens his fellow man. He who tends a fig tree eats its fruit, and he who is attentive to his master will be enriched. As one face differs from another, so does one human heart from another. Beneath the world and the abyss are never satisfied, so too the eyes of men. As the crucible tests silver and the furnace gold, so a man is tested by the praise he receives. Though you should pound the fool to bits with a pestle amid the grits in a mortar, his folly would not go out of him. Take good care of your flocks, give careful attention to your herds, for wealth lasts not forever, nor even a crown from age to age. When the grass is taken away, and the aftergrowth appears, and the mountain greens are gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats will bring the price of a field, and there will be ample goat's milk to supply you, to supply your household and maintenance for your maidens.